This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
A new day dawns for Libya and its economy.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith in for Steve Chiatakis. Rebel forces in Libya have reportedly seized control of the country this morning. After more than 40 years of rule by Colonel Muammar Gaddafi, the Libyan people and economy will need a lot of help getting back on their feet. Here to talk about what the new Libya might look like is journalist and commentator Nabila Ramdani. Good morning, Nabila.
Good morning.
We're hearing a lot this morning about oil. Obviously, Libya's got a lot of oil. Would that potentially be the centerpiece to a new economy?
Very much so, and I would contend that was one of the reasons why the West joined in the war in Libya for a start, because of its vast oil reserves. And we're already seeing in Tripoli conflicts between various factions vying for oil revenues. So there's already tribal rivalries, regional rivalries about who should get control of those oil revenues.
The rebel forces have been talking with European countries already, from what I understand, about oil shipments and other economic ties. How fast do you expect that would get up to speed?
One of the conditions for everything to fall in place is the reestablishment of law and order in the first instance, the management of security and policing. You cannot possibly have foreign companies coming into the country if it's a lawless country. So I think that will be the priority of not only the rebel forces, but most importantly of NATO. So that's going to be a huge challenge.
Right. Well, I mean, we've seen how oil-rich countries like Iraq, the promises of oil revenue haven't paid off because of political issues and things like that. Do you expect that to be the case in Libya, or what will that depend on?
I think there's a real danger for that. We're already seeing, as I said, various factions vying for control over oil revenues. Control over oil and gas revenue is going to be absolutely crucial in holding together the different tribes. And let's not forget that Libya historically is a country which is entrenched with tribal rivalries, with regional rivalries. So there's a real danger of seeing Libya not remaining a single entity.
Nabila Ramdani is a journalist and commentator specializing in Middle Eastern affairs. Thank you so much, Nabila.
Thank you.
Anticipation of Libyan oil coming onto the market is expected to push crude prices down. Oil's at about $83 a barrel this morning. Oil was already getting cheaper because of worries about an economic slowdown in Europe and the U.S. that would reduce global oil demand. A little good news from the markets for a change this Monday morning. London's FTSE is up 1.9%. Germany's DAX, which got hammered last week, is up more than a percent. News the Federal Reserve might intervene to keep the U.S. economy from dipping back into a recession has our markets poised to rise. I don't have to tell you about last week. It was ugly. The Dow Jones Industrial Average ended Friday down 1.5% at 10,817.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering Pop Money, a way to pay other people online by sending an email or text. Learn more at allybank.com. Marketplace Innovation Reporting is supported by the 2011 Jaguar XJ. Learn more at a local dealer or at jaguarusa.com. For a unique look at all of our marketplace business and economic sustainability coverage, visit marketplace.org and click on the Sustainability tab.
Today, the Japanese government released some sobering news about the Fukushima nuclear power plant. Residents and businesses won't be able to go back. The area around the plant will be uninhabitable for years because of radiation levels. Meanwhile, Turkey is looking to get into nuclear power. It has plans to build 3 reactors. The government says it's needed to drive Turkey's fast-growing economy. But there are some doubters, as Marketplace's Elisa Roth reports.
Germany, Switzerland, and Italy are all phasing out nuclear power. But just days after the Fukushima disaster, the Turkish government promised it's going ahead with plans for nuclear energy. And since then, it's been pushing to speed up the construction of the 3 proposed plants. Not all Turks are on board, though, and many have been taking to the streets, even here in Istanbul, which is far from the nearest proposed site. Johnson Ilgaz is an environmental activist with Greenpeace.
I don't want a life where I have to risk everything. I don't want that life for my eventual kids.
Right now, Turkey uses all kinds of energy. Oil, natural gas, coal, wind. Vural Altın is a nuclear physicist in Istanbul, and he agrees that nuclear power can be dangerous, but so is, say, mining coal or being dependent on others for energy.
In matters of energy, there's no single answer. Energy security means distributing the risks between different baskets.
He thinks nuclear should be in one of those baskets. Neither the Turkish Energy Department nor the Atomic Regulatory Commission would talk to me. But the government has said repeatedly that Turkey needs nuclear energy to keep powering its economy, which is the fastest growing in the world right now. A lot of Turkey's $70 billion trade deficit comes from importing energy. Meanwhile, protesters like Johnson Ilgaz say they'll keep fighting until Turkey's government gives up. But for its part, the government says construction on the first plant will start any day now, at a site on the Mediterranean coast, which is just miles from an active fault line. In Istanbul, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
And finally, the king is dead. Burger King is dropping its king mascot, you know, the one with the oversized plastic head and the big grin. BK says it's going to focus more on the freshness of its food to appeal to mothers and healthy eaters and focus less on the creepy grinning king. I don't know why that wasn't selling burgers. These are crazy days for the economy. If you want some help getting a handle on them, check out our hour-long special, The Breakdown, Our Economy One Step at a Time. It's at our website, marketplace.org. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The drought in Texas threatens agriculture and the dinner table.
For every cow that a rancher is forced to sell, you know, that cow's not going to have a calf next year. That calf won't become a steak.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, the Texas Heat Wave. Next time on Marketplace, it's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.